Morris Berman, about 15 or so years ago, said that there are four factors that are key symptoms of a state of collapse. Accelerating social and economic inequality, declining marginal returns with regard to investment in organizational solutions to socioeconomic problems, rapidly dropping levels of literacy, critical understanding, and general intellectual awareness, and the one that you cite as your proposed title for your article that caught my attention, spiritual death. That is Spengler's classicism, the emptying out of cultural content and the freezing or repackaging of it in formulas, kitsch, in short.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's beautifully put. Very, very concise, accurate. It kind of, you know, comes at me like a punch in the nose.
So what happens? Can we look at former empires, Greece, Spain, England, Mongolia, the Ottoman Empire?
Yeah.
Can we look at them as examples of and Rome? You know,
yeah.
Can we look at those as examples of what's going to happen? You know, ultimately, maybe England in one way gave up their empire, but in another way still has it financially because they
right.
control a lot more wealth than per capita than probably any other country except us.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Well, you know, I don't know what happens because while we can look at history and look at the collapse of empires, I mean, so I think one thing clearly that happens is that the empire thing falls apart. It loses that kind of power. But I don't know. The world just changes. Because we're at, you know, the late industrial, you know, stage of, you know, human existence, the dying planet is, you know, is part of the problem as well. So that will certainly, you know, what part will, you know, ecosystem collapse play in the other sorts of collapses? You know, the collapse of the American empire is no doubt inevitable. I mean, in one sense, I think we can look to history for guidance. In another sense, we're way beyond, we're it's later than it's ever been before. We're beyond what history can tell us also because of so many things. We're so enormously powerful that when we collapse, maybe it'll be something different than other collapses. This is America's the most powerful, globally powerful nation, empire, whatever, that ever existed. And, you know, and war is so totally, you know, and we have that, the capacity to wage total planet-destroying war with nuclear weapons. So there's that sort of thing that's part of the collapse process. And if we collapse, who controls the nukes? You know, that's a big question that is, you know, not, there's no historical guidance to that sort of answer. Plus, the military is the world's, you know, the American military is the world's worst polluter all by itself. Beyond the waging of war, there's just the side of effects of pollution. But it looks like, I guess what I'm trying to say in a sense is that war will be the last thing to go, and we will wage war until it's impossible unless something happens and an intelligence that includes compassion, includes the better angels of our nature, get hold of the lever of power and move us beyond the mania, the psycho, you know, pathology that keeps pushing war. You know, anyway, that, to put it in a, you know, in a non-simple way.
Sounds like you're expecting a miracle.
I don't think of it as a miracle. I think that there is, I go with Martin Luther King. The moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends, but it bends toward justice. I do believe that there is a force bigger than the force of destruction that is also pushing us. I'm not a give up kind of guy. I live in a state of hope and optimism, crazily.
Well, I'm just delighted to have your time for these few minutes and grateful for the article that you wrote and look forward to seeing more writings. Do you have a website or where should we go for more information?
Commonwonders.com. People can go there. They can get on my mailing list. Paul, I'll put you on my mailing list. And, yeah, so anybody interested in reading more, go to commonwonders.com. You know, I also show up on Huffington Post and Common Dreams a lot, as well as Truth Out.
Well, yeah. Great to talk to you. Thank you for this. And can be in touch.
Absolutely. I will add your name to the list. It's great to talk to you, Paul. Keep on keeping on.
You too, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.